In our study of Pirkei Avos, we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Mishnah Yud Gimel are all the statements of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So let's talk a little bit about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and then we'll see the statements that he has to make. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa lived at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash period, and a little bit after the Churban HaBayis, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He was a Talmid Chaver, in other words, he was both a student and a colleague of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, again, the extraordinary person who helped transfer Yiddishkeit from the pre-Churban period to the post-Churban period. And what we're told in the Gemara, numerous places, is that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was an unusually pious and unusually holy sort of person, a tzaddik, and someone who can be described as a kadosh, as a holy man, even in a generation of holy men. It's interesting, we do not have so many, we have no halachic decisions brought to us from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and not too many haggadic statements from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa either. What we mostly have preserved in the literature of Chazal are stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. In a more recent era, one might have described these stories as Rebbe Shemaises, you know, he was a Rebbe of sorts, you know, someone who was looked to not primarily, you know, because he could help resolve issues in halacha, although I'm sure he could, but not primarily. That wasn't how people looked to him. People looked to him because of his tzidkus, because of his righteousness, and the way in which he would conduct himself. The Gemara says in Masechta Tainis that b'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis mehar chorei ve'omeres, every day a heavenly voice would come out from Har Sinai and proclaim, kol ha'olam nizom b'shvil Chanina b'ni, the entire world is sustained in the merit of my son Chanina, or Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, v'chanina b'ni dayo b'kav charuv v'me'er v'shabbos l'erev Shabbos. But Rabbi Chanina himself was extraordinarily poor, and all he needs is a small amount of carobs to sustain himself from one Erev Shabbos to the next. The Gemara tells us, again, in Masechta Brachos, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself, the Rebbe, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, had someone sick in his own home, a family member, he would go to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had unusual powers in terms of tefillah, and he was able to daven and beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam and cause Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's family member to be healed. And, you know, the family members of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were astounded that something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself was apparently not able to do, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, in his tzidkus, in his righteousness, was able to accomplish. They asked him, how is it possible that your tefillos are not answered and the tefillos of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa are answered? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained, I'm like an officer, a minister, who comes before the king only when he's called. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is like a servant who can come before the king as he pleases because he's so familiar with the king that he's able to go in and out, you know, whenever he pleases. The Gemara says on several occasions that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had miracles happening in his house. The Rishonim write that the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was Regila ben Nisim. She was used to having miracles happening in the household. And, you know, that's the kind of person that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was, a person who was Kulo Kadosh, a very, very holy person, a person who was able to daven and get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do incredible things. The Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, that when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa would daven, he would have the unusual, uncanny ability to be able to determine after his davening itself whether the davening was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a feeling as to whether the tefillah was accepted or not. Again, we can't really understand what that means, but it speaks of an unusual closeness that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa enjoyed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, a function of the fact that he was this outstanding, unusual kadosh, this tzaddik of a person who was able to connect to Hashem in that way. That character of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that tzidkus, that importance of piety, that importance of kedusha, of how the person acts, is something that comes through in the three statements from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that we have here in the third parak of Pirkei Avos. We'll read all three statements. So Mishnah Ya'alef, Yud Aleph, and Mishnah 11, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Omer, Kol Shiyiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. Anyone whose fear of sin comes before his wisdom will endure. V'kol Shechachmaso Kodemes L'Yiras Cheto, anyone whose wisdom comes before his fear of sin, ein chachmasa miskayemes. Such a person, his wisdom will not endure. Similarly, Yud Beis 12, who are Ya'omer, he used to say, kol shemasof merubi mechachmasa. Anyone whose good deeds exceed his wisdom, chachmasa miskayemes. His wisdom will endure. V'kol shechachmasa merubi mechachmasof. However, someone whose wisdom exceeds his good deeds, ein chachmaso miskayemes, his wisdom is not going to endure. And finally, Yud Gimel 13, hu ha ya'omer, he used to say, kol sheruach habrios nocho heimenu, anyone whose fellow people are pleased with him, you know, people find him to be a pleasant, nice person, Ruach HaMakom Nochaimenu. The Spirit of Hashem is pleased with him as well. V'kol she'ein Ruach HaBrios Nochaimenu. But anyone with whom the spirit of his fellow human beings is not comfortable with him, his people don't like him, he's not a pleasant person, he doesn't get along well with people, ein Ruach HaMakom Nochaimenu. The Spirit of Hashem is not happy with that person either. The common thread to really all, certainly the first two, and really all three of these statements, is that chachma alone, Torah learning alone, is not sufficient. You need, according to the first statement, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, to also have a healthy dose of yiras chet, of fear of sin. You need maisim, according to the second statement, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You need to have good deeds. It's not enough to simply have wisdom. You have to be a good person who does good things. And finally, in Yud Gimel, it's not enough to simply be beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be the kind of person who's beloved by your fellow human beings as well. Again, the all of these statements could have been said by anyone, but are particularly apt and are particularly appropriate when said by someone who has this reputation as being this unusual tzaddik, this unusual kadosh, and someone who is really an exemplary person in terms of his yiras shamayim, in terms of his fear of sin. Let's analyze each of these statements in turn. So, first of all, we start off with the first concept, that if a person's yiras chet is kodem l'chachmasa, if his fear of sin comes before his wisdom, so then his wisdom will endure. But conversely, if his fear of sin does not come before his wisdom comes before his fear of sin, so then his wisdom is not going to endure. What does kodem mean? What's the meaning of the word something that comes before? So one way of understanding that is that it's not talking about what comes before in terms of time, but what one's focus and one's priority is. So, for instance, the Bar Tanur writes over here, kol shechachmaso kodemes liyiras cheto, someone, or rather, some kol shechachmaso kodemes lichachmaso, someone who his fear of sin comes before his wisdom, writes the Bar Tanura, Ani shomati shemaktim b'machshavto yiras cheto l'chachmasa. Before he starts learning, the first thought that he has is about yiras shomayim. Shu choshev b'libo elmod b'shvil she'eye yorei chet. The person's goal in learning is to become a yarei shomayim, somebody who fears sin. Right? So in other words, Kodem over here in the Bar Tanura is not so much about time, although there's an element of that as well. It's about the person's goal. The person whose Yiras Cheto is Kodemus L'Chachmasa means someone whose goal in learning is Yiras Shamayim. And conversely, Chachmasa Kodemus L'Yiras Cheto, his wisdom comes before his Yiras Shamayim, means that his goal in learning is more of an intellectual one. It's not to achieve Yiras Shamayim. So in other words, it's all about what your goal is. If your goal is to learn for Yiras Shamayim, you'll have the Siyata Dishmaya, the heavenly assistance, to be able to hold on to your learning, to preserve your learning. But if not, not necessarily so. The Rambam over here in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in his commentary on the Mishnayos, gives a somewhat different but very fascinating interpretation. Writes the Rambam, Dover zeh muskom alav me'apilu safim. All of the philosophers agreed to the following: Shehergel hamalos kishiyaktim lachachma. When a person is young and he acquires certain character traits before he begins to learn, Ad sheyekinyan chazak, to the point where he's able to mold his personality in a certain fashion. The achar kach yilmar achachma asher tizarzeyu ala tovo sahem. And then as he gets older and he learns Torah, he learns wisdom, and the wisdom encourages him to fulfill those character traits which he has instilled in him as a child. Yosef simcha vi'ava b'chachma. So that will add to the person a sense of joy and love, and it will encourage him to want to learn more. In other words, if the person has a foundation of good midos, which is how the Rambam seems to be understanding Yiras Chet over here, you know, the fear of sin, if a person has a foundation of good midos, of good values, of good desires in life, and he has that as a child, even before he really begins to learn in a formal sense, and then he learns Torah, and the Torah that he learns reinforces those good midos that he has from childhood. In other words, in terms of time, his Yiras Shamayim, his values and his midos came before the Torah learning. So then, he'll want to continue learning Torah. Why? Because, explains the Rambam, the Torah is enjoyable. The Torah that he learns reinforces the good midos that he had as a child. It teaches him that there's value in being nice and being kind to others, and being generous, you know, all of these things that he learned as a child are reinforced by the Torah, so of course he wants to keep learning. Conversely, however, ukshiakdimu kinyone hadeos v'achar kach yilmod utihi achochma monaso so mimashi yisava behergel. However, if you start off life with bad values and bad midos, and comes the Torah, and the Torah tells you, you have to give up all of these things that you thought were important. You were taught as a child about the importance of making as much money as possible. And you were taught as a child about the importance of beating out everybody else in a competition. And you were taught as a child that, you know, nice guys finish last. And then comes the Torah, and the Torah that you learn teaches you the opposite of all those things. So of course you have no desire to continue learning Torah, says the Rambam, because why would you want to learn something which preaches at you the opposite of everything that you learned as a child? So the midos that are inculcated in you as a child will either make it easier for you to learn or harder for you to learn. That's Yiras Chet Kodem L'Chachmaso, the sense of values and morals, if it comes before your actual formal Torah learning. So then Chachmaso Miskayem is the Torah that you learn is going to stick with you. It's an interesting pshat which is given here by the Abarbanel in Nachlas Avos with regard to Chachmasa Miskayemes, the wisdom endures. The standard interpretation is that the wisdom that you learn will endure with you. Meaning, as we just learned from the Bar Tanura says, if you have Yiras Shamayim, and that's your goal in learning, so then the learning will stick with you. The Rambam understood that if the person has values from childhood, and you know he continues learning, he's going to be drawn to learning, he's going to want to stick with learning, he's going to want to make the learning endure. Comes the Abarbanel, says another pshat, no, Chachmaso Miskayemes, that the wisdom that you have will endure, it will endure with others. People will respect you if they see that you have Yiras Shamayim, and they will continue to listen to your teachings. But conversely, if they see that you're very wise and smart in terms of what you know, but you haven't prioritized Yiras Shamayim, so then Ein Chachmasa Miskayemes, your wisdom will not endure. In other words, those who want to learn from you will turn away from you. Your ability to teach others will not endure, says the Abarbanel. It could be that you yourself will be able to amass a tremendous amount of wisdom, a tremendous amount of Torah learning. But no one's going to want to listen to you. No one's going to want to listen to your shiurim if they see you as a fundamentally corrupt individual. The same idea is very much expressed in the next Mishnah, where it talks about the idea of masav merubim mechachmasa, the person's deeds being greater than his wisdom. What exactly is meant by that? So it's interesting. The Tosas Yom Tov here brings from the Medrash Shmuel, who has the following kasha. He says, "I don't understand. By definition, how can you have your deeds be greater than your wisdom? Meaning, if you know whatever mitzvahs you know about, so you perform those mitzvahs, but you can't perform mitzvahs that you don't know about. So how is it possible to have a person who has more mitzvahs than the formal learning? You know, whatever he learned, that's what he's able to do. Things you haven't learned about, you're not able to do." So, before we see the answer that's suggested by the Medrash Shmuel, there's a very straightforward answer suggested by the Tiferes Yisrael, which I think many of us would say intuitively. The Tiferes Yisrael says, Rabbi Chanina ben Tosa is talking about a person who's a tzaddik yashar, v'afilo eino lamdon kol kach. There's a person who can be righteous and straight and do everything right, but he's not particularly learned. A poshati yid, I think we all know such people. And the Tiferes Yisrael says that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Tosa is describing. He does many, many mitzvos. He just may not realize that they're mitzvos. Right? So he's a good person. He's trying to do the right thing. He's a fine person. So such a person could be massive merubim echachmaso, that his deeds are greater than his learning. There are many deeds that he does which are not necessarily a function of his learning, because, again, he hasn't learned so much, but he's a person, a simple Jew, who tries to do the right thing in every situation. So he may not be so learned in a formal sense, but even such a person could do many, many mitzvahs. Interestingly, the Medrash Shmuel doesn't go with that interpretation. Perhaps, like the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Avos Chesed, he's of the opinion that if a person is just a nice guy and does nice things, but doesn't think that he's performing mitzvahs, so the Chofetz Chaim writes that he's not fulfilling those mitzvahs in the fullest extent. The Chofetz Chaim writes that mitzvahs tzrichos kavana, in order to fulfill mitzvahs, you have to have in mind that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. And this guy is a nice guy and does a lot of nice things, but doesn't see what he's doing as being mitzvahs necessarily. Perhaps the Medrash Shmuel says, you know, that's perhaps why the Medrash Shmuel is bothered by the question. How could it be that this person is going to have ma'asav merubim echachmaso, deeds greater than what he's learned? The only deed that counts is a deed that comes from an understanding that it's a mitzvah itself. So the Medrash Shmuel, quoted by the Tosfos Yom Tov, suggests an alternative explanation. He says that what Rabbi Chanina ben Tosa is really talking about is the personal equivalent of what Klal Yisrael did at Har Sinai when they declared Nasa V'Nishma. At that point, Klal Yisrael said, we don't know everything that the Torah says, but we are prepared to do it nonetheless. And as we know, it was that famous declaration which so wowed the Malachim up in Shamayim that they came down and granted every Jew 2 crowns for Nasa V'Nishma. The Avos de Rabbi Nosson, probably the oldest commentary we have on Pirkei Avos, it's from the Tanoim themselves, the Avos de Rabbi Nosson writes that indeed, Kol Shemasov Merubim Mechochmaso, this person whose deeds are greater than his wisdom, is exemplified by the Nasa V'Nishma that Klal Yisrael said at Har Sinai. It goes on to say, Shenema Nasa V'Nishma, Shehikdimu Nasa L'Nishma, V'Kiblu Schar Ki'ilu Asu HaKol Koldem Sheshamu. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma at Har Sinai, they received reward for all of the mitzvos that they committed to, even before doing them. So that, says the Medrash Shmuel, is what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is talking about over here as well. Namely, that we're talking about a person who says, I may not know so much, but whatever I'm going to learn about, I'm prepared to do. Nasa V'Nishma. So by definition, that person will become Masav Merubim Mechachmaso. His deeds are greater than his wisdom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts all of the deeds, not only that he's done, but that all of the deeds he's prepared to do, that he's committed to doing, and that exceeds the actual wisdom that he has. That's the personality which is being described by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Finally, the third statement, Kol Shuruach Habrios Nocha Hemenu, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemenu. A person who is found to be pleasant in the eyes of others is pleasant in the eyes of Hashem. Presumably, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is not talking about the person who either observes mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira or doesn't observe them. In other words, that would be too pashut, that would be too straightforward, too obvious. What, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa has to tell me that only a person who performs mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira is pleasant in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Clearly that's true, right? Clearly the person who neglects mitzvos ben adam l'chaveira and therefore is not looked well upon by his fellow human beings, clearly that person is not going to be beloved by Hashem. He's leaving out many of the mitzvahs. I think what Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is getting at is the following. Even a person who's scrupulous in bein adam l'chaveiro, nonetheless can sometimes cultivate a kind of personality which people don't like. He doesn't violate any mitzvah, bein adam l'chaveiro. But he's not a pleasant person. He never says anything that's lashon hara. He doesn't engage in anoas dvarim, he doesn't verbally abuse people, but he's not a nice person to be around. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is saying, in addition to keeping the mitzvos min adam l'chaveiro, you have to endeavor to be a pleasant person, to be somebody whom some people would enjoy being in your company, that people look fondly upon you. That's a separate issue from the mitzvos min adam l'chaveiro themselves, and if you cultivate that and you cause people to be drawn to you, as the Tiferes Yisrael says, the dictum that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is establishing for us over here is Shiyehei Shem Shomayim Misahev Al Yodecha, that you should be a catalyst for the Shem Hashem to be beloved through you. That's not just a matter of performing the mitzvahs ben Adam L'Chaveru, it's cultivating a kind of personality that people look at and they say, oh, this is a religious person, a pious person, what a nice person, what a good person. That's really what he's bringing out over here. If you cultivate that, then Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemenu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be pleased with you as well. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow Be'ez Hashem with more in Pirkei Avos. We'll say at this time Kapitel Tzadi Aleph and Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, and we'll daven for the Cholim. So Tzadi Aleph 91. Yoshei B'Sei Ser Elyon B'Tzel Shaddai Yislonon Omar Ladonai Machsi Sudasi Elohai Eftach Bo Kiu Yatzilucho Mipach Yokush Midever Avos Bevroso Yosech Loch Fisachas Kinofov Techse Sinovis Ochiro Amito Lo siro mi pachadoi lo mecheitz yof yomam Yidever bo fel yahaloch Miketev yoshut saharoyim Yipomit sidcho elef urvava miminecha Eilecha lo yigosh Rak veinecha sabir Vishilum asu shoim tire Ki ato Adonai machsi Elyon sam tom yonecha Lo sunei lecha ra Vinega lo yikrav yo alecha Ki malochav yitzav eloch